Isaiah chapter 51. Listen to me, you who follow after righteousness, you who seek the Lord Jehovah, look to the rock from where you are hewn. Cut. And to the quarry. Hole of the pit. From where you are dug. Look to Abraham your forefather, and to Sarah who bore you, because I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. Because the Lord Jehovah will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. And he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord Jehovah. Joy and gladness will be found in it, thanksgiving, and the voice of melody. Listen to me, my people. And give ear to me, O my nation. Because a law will proceed from me, and I will cause my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near. My salvation has gone forth, and my arms will judge the people, the islands will wait upon me, and on my arm they will trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath. Because the heavens will vanish away like smoke, and the earth will grow old like clothing, and those who live there will die in like manner. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will not be abolished. Listen to me, you people who know righteousness and have my law in your hearts. Do not be afraid of men who oppose you, nor be afraid of their criticism against you. Because the moth will eat them up like clothing, and the worm will eat them like wool, but my righteousness will be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord Jehovah, awake, as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Are you not the one who has cut Rahab, and wounded the dragon? Are you not the one who has dried the sea, the waters of the great deep, who has made the depths of the sea a highway for the ransom to pass over? Therefore the redeemed of the Lord Jehovah will return, and come with singing to Zion. An everlasting joy will be upon their head, they will obtain gladness and joy. And sorrow and mourning will flee away. I, even I, am he who comforts you. Who are you, that you should be afraid of a man who will die, and of the son of man who will be made as grass? And forget the Lord Jehovah, your Maker, who has stretched forth the heavens, and laid the foundations of the earth. And have feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive exile hurries that he may be loosed, and that he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread should fail. But I am the Lord Jehovah, your God, who divided the sea, whose waves roared, the Lord Jehovah of hosts. Armies, multitudes. Is his name. And I have put my words in your mouth, and I have covered you in the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens, and lay the foundations of the earth, and say to Zion, you are my people. Awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem, who has drunk at the hand of the Lord Jehovah the cup of his fury. You have drunk the dregs of the cup of trembling, and wrung them out. There is no one to guide her among all the sons whom she has brought forth, neither is there any who takes her by the hand of all the sons that she has brought up. These two things have come to you. Who will be sorry for you? Desolation, and destruction, and the famine, and the sword, by whom will I comfort you? Your sons have fainted, they lie at the head of all the streets, as a wild bull in a net, they are full of the fury of the Lord Jehovah, the rebuke of your God. Therefore hear now this, you afflicted, and drunken, but not with wine. This is what your Lord the Lord Jehovah says, and your God who pleads the cause of his people. Indeed, I have taken out of your hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. You will drink it again no more. But I will put it into the hand of those who afflict you, who have said to your soul, bow down, that we may go over. And you have laid your body as the ground, and as the street, to those who went over.